We are learning Masechet Gittin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom, Daf Vav Amud Beis. Om Rabbi Bachana Hoda Amar Rabbanon, Shloisha Dvarim Tzorach Odom Leymar Masechet Beisai. The three things that Chazal say you have to say Erev Shabbos in your house, Masechet Beisai Erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheikha, Sartem, you have to ask them, they do Meiser, take off Meiser, you can all take off Meiser on Shabbos, Araftem, you make the Erev ready, which means Erev Chaserus, Hadikos Haner, you light the Ner. Those three things you have to remind the Bnei Bayis about. Tzorech Lememru Benechusa. You should say it calmly, not with anger. Kehecha Telekablu Bnei. Therefore, they should Mekabel. But if you get very nervous and scream it out, that won't be Mekubel on the Bnei Bayis. Amar Rav Ashi, I know Lo Shmir Lehod Rav Bachana. I never heard what he said. But came to Misvara. I realized this idea Misvara that it's good to say it Benachas, to say it soft spoken way. I chapped that Misvara. Amar Rav Avo, Lo Oylo Mayata Odom Emily Serv Sech Beisay. A person should not put a lot of fear in his house that we had before that it caused other things. But the Gemara gives an example here. Shari Odom Godol Hitl Emily Serv Sech Beisay. There was Odom Godol one time. Put a little Emir Yisera in the house. Vachilu Dava Gadol. They were Michael him a Dava Gadol, a big thing. Uman, who was that? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It was Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Frank the Gemara, Achilu Sakadaitach. Did they actually give him something to eat that was not kosher? Hashtu behemtum shal tzadikim in a kosher baruch maybe to call Yadam. Madach behemtum shal tzadikim. A kosher baruch not bring a tekala to them. Like the story of Pinchas ben Yair, that his behemo was stolen, and when it was stolen, it did not eat a thing. So the Ganav brought him back because they didn't want a behemoth dying on their hands. And the behemoth came back to Pirkas Yom Yara's house and they gave him food. He still didn't want to eat. And it turned out it was Demai that they didn't take a Maisa off of the Demai yet. And even though really Demai and Amachai take off Maisa for behemoths, this behemoth was Machmir. But you see that this behemoth realized not to eat something that wasn't 100% kosher. So here, Hashtu behem shesadikim and Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe to call Yodom sadikim atzma like kol shekain. You think someone was machshul him with something that's not a kosher piece of food? Ella bikshul achil davar gadol. They wanted to give him davar gadol. Or my niyu, what was it? Eiver menachai. They wanted to give eiver menachai. What happened? Like Rashi says that she'avav behem eiver menashchuta. They shechted an animal and they lost the eiver, and because they were so frightened, they cut off an eiver from a chai. From a live animal, which is aser, and they put it there so they shouldn't chap. And actually, he realized they didn't eat it. But you see, the Eim Yisera could cause right, even a Gadum Gadol to almost eat a Dava Gadol. Now, why is it called a Dava Gadol? Zokhtim Ashad, we know it's called Dava Gadol because this is the only Macholos Asuras that are also to Bnei Noach as well. Usually, Bnei Noach are not Chayiv in any of they're not also in any Macholos Asuras, but they're Mutter and Chazir. But the Eivim Benachai is the only thing that are also, and therefore it's called Dava Gadol. Tosfos also points out this idea that we say that no takhala happens ayodom is dafka midi da achila, only something that's food. Because the gnai fa tzadik di dava iser. But there could happen mistakes to other people, to other gedolim. Like Rabbi Shmuel one time was learning Friday night and he by mistake touched the candle. And there's other mices, Yehuda ben Tabai, he killed the Eid Zayman by mistake. So you find that mistakes do happen, but achila mistakes, that's a gnai gadol, and that's what doesn't happen to tzadikim. Sholach le ma'okva l'Rabbi Loza. Bnei Adam ha'im de'malai. Ma'okva was complaining to Rabbi Loza, and he said, you know, Bnei Adam ha'im de'malai, there's people who bother me, who v'yodi limser l'malchus, and I can give them over to the malchus. Mahu, am I allowed to do that or not? That was the question. They were really bothering. L'charef, l'gad of Rashi says, they're bothering very much. It's a whole shayla, hey, will be to have me do mesira to give over to the malchus. But come on, that was the question. Sirtet v'kasavlo. So Rabbi Loza answered with sirtet, and that's where it comes into our sugya. Sirtet v'kasavlo. This pasuk, read this pasuk to him. Amarti eshmero derochai mechato b'lishoini, eshmero l'pi machzoim ba'id rosho negdi, which means, watch your mouth, keep your mouth closed, and put a machzoim in your mouth, even when there's a rosho negdi. Like the Gemara explains, apish a rosho negdi, even though there's a rosho connected you, eshmero l'pi machzoim. Watch your mouth and put a muzzle on your mouth and keep quiet. Don't be moist. Shalach le, so he said to Rabbi Loza, come inside the tuva, they're bothering me very much. And I can't manage. Shalach le, another pasuk. Doim l'Hashem v'hischeilu loy. Which means like this. Doim l'Hashem, daven to Hashem, hu yapi l'cho halolim. Doim is a lotion of davening. Like Rashi, like Tosis points out, it says, dimdume chama, that's good to daven in the evening when the sun's going down. And so daven then, and v'schoel means, and the automatically, yapil, yapil l'chach alom chalom, hashkin v'harv alayim v'beis medrash, go to the beis medrash v'in kom alayim, and they'll die by themselves. Now, Taisa speaks out, ay adin, ha-moise dinoi, that speaks out, adin, ay, you know, ha-moise dinoi l'shamayim, hu nanash t'chila, ha-moise dinoi l'shamayim, hu nanash t'chila. So that's the Maran in Bava Kama says that if you daven to Hashem that you should take care of that person, you get einish first because no one's anything special. You don't daven to Hashem that Hashem should give someone einish. He says that's only if you have an eitzah in this world. Here the case was he didn't have an eitzah. Or the second pshat doi means to go to the Beis Medrash to learn Torah. And automatically, you're not davening for his demise, you are learning Torah, and automatically, when Kol Ma'aleim, Hadav Yitzpi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said this, Vasnu L'Gniva V'Karlin, the Malchus came, and they tied up Gniva, who's the one who was bothering him, they tied him up, and put him into Al-Riga, they put him into death row. Like upon him, so this Gemara comes in because of Sirtut, but you see here, he told him to be quiet, but the advice he said, I can't manage, just daven or learn, and Hashem will take care of the rest. Shokhle lema ukva. Zimra menolon da asa. How do you know that it's music is awesome? Sirte vekosavla, luhu. So he answered back, same Rabbi Laza, the pasuk al tismach Yisrael gilba amim. Don't be mesameach like the goyim are mesameach. And Rashi speaks out, this Zimra we're talking about, Zog Rashi, Zimra l'shoyer beis mishtoyis, to play music by the beis mishtoyis, the place where they drink. So Freit the Gemara, everyone's probably thinking this, we just finished Saita, it's a Mishnah and Saita, that learns from a Pasuk, v'lishluchum ha'hacha, b'shir lo yishtu yayin. It's the first Mishnah and Saita that says that you shouldn't play music b'shas when you're drinking the wine, because the Pasuk v'lishir lo yishtu yayin. Yeimar sheikha l'shoysav. The sheikha should be bitter if the ones who drink it. So first pasuk, no. Ima who have a mina hadamil zimra the manad. You think that's dafka playing music with an instrument? Avol the puma shari, but maybe by mouth it's muta kamash law, and it's also to sing by beis mishtoyis. So Rashi learns the whole suga is beis mishtoyis, and Tosfos learns that as well. And Tosfos also points out that not only when you drink wine, it brings them to Fishalmi, when you go to sleep also, where the singing is Mas'anik B'yayser, so there it's Aser. But Tosfos ends off, there are Maskel Zimra, Tosfos ends off, V'shir Shal Mitzvah Shari, G'yoy M'shas Chuppah, Sh'oitzin L'smeichas V'kala. B'shas Achasana, it's Mutaf the music. Now, the Rambam, Shita, and Hilchos Tainis, says, he's more Machman than Tosfos and Rashi. He says, Shir B'kli is always Aser, and Shir B'peh, that's where it's only Aser B'shas V'shtoyis. That's what he says. So how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Kuf Samach, in Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch, they actually paskins like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is in Tov Kuf Samach, Sif Gimel. It says, V'chein gozru shloi l'nagim b'kli shir, v'chom minei zemer, v'chom ashmi akarl shel shir l'sameach behem. Hagad, the Ramah says, V'yesh oymer dafka mishir rogel behem, g'en ha'malachim mishir oymer sheikhvim b'kli shir, or beis ha'mishta, but that's the Ramah. The Mechaber says further, also shayim and pnei churban, v'afil shir v'peh alayayin asura, shenemer v'shir lo yishtu yayin. It means all music is asur, and even v'peh is asur alayayin. V'kanogu yisro, kol yisro loymar, divir tushpacha yisro shir shal yidoyis, v'zichrin chas tekaris baruch hu alayayin. V'chein tzorech mitzvah, Ramah says, g'in beis chas mekala. So v'etzem, it's Mechaber and Ramah. Ramosha Feinstein in the Chuvis, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Samachov, Archaim Chelazimov, he passes like the Rambam. And he holds that it's also to listen to music at any time. That's what the Ramosha holds. And the Ramosha, at the end of the Chuvis, says that by mitzvah is mutter. And he says by a banquet, which means like a dinner, he's mesupik on the if you're allowed to have music. He's mesupik if you're allowed to have music, he ends off there, and that's where he ends off. But he says that, and then he ends off also that on the radio, which means like a tape, he says, that is also Aser, he holds. And he says, but even those who matter all year round, they go like the Ramah, he says, definitely in Sfira is Aser. Ayin Sham, an interesting tshuva. But like upon him, we know the famous Ramayisha holds that it's not really a Ramayisha, it's really a Mechaber, really. And it's a Rambam that's also listening to music at any time. And again, like I spoke on in Saita, that's a big shiloh, what the exact heter of a concert is. Because that's live music, you don't have a heter of the radio, of the tape heter, live music by a concert, the Shloim Makam Mitzvah, is taka, very not clear what's exactly the heter, because that's also Mas'anik B'yoyser, maybe even the Fira Ma'al be also, like the Ma'al says, you know, sleep on music, because Mas'anik B'yoyser, it could be a concert of Mas'anik B'yoyser, so that's why it's a Shaila when it comes to a concert, Shloim Makam Mitzvah, not on Yontif, Stam, a concert, a regular day, it's a big Shaila if it's Mutter or not. So everyone has to declare a shiloh. Say a Madison Square Garden concert, it's a big shiloh, you have to know if it's mutter or not. Omale Rav Huna Bar Nosna Rav Ashi. Maidach Siv, what's behind the pasuk? It says the pasuk in Yeshua. The pasuk is in Yeshua, Vekino Vedimoino Vad Ad Odo. This state the pasuk. So Rav Huna asked Rav Nosna, asked Rav Ashi, what's behind that pasuk? Omale, what do you mean? Masvas Neretz Yisrael Choshev. Look in the Yeshua, it's different cities in Neretz Yisrael. Well, what's the question? Omale, Oto Ono Leidarim, Masvas Neretz Yisrael Choshev. You think I don't know it's cities? I'm trying to bring out a point. Ela, Rav Gevia Mar Giza, Omaba Taimo, Kol Shiesh Loi Kina Chaveiroi, Vedoimim, Sheikhin Aida Ad, Oisloi Din. He says, Rav Gevia Mar Giza used to darshan this book. Of course, the Pasuk Shadda means the cities in Yeshua. But he darshaned it to teach us, he darshaned this, that this is a drasha. And drasha like this, anyone has a kina chaveru, which means he's angry at his friend because the person bothered him, and he's quiet, then sheikh and adiyah, which means that karash baruch, why so then will take care of it. You're quiet, Hashem will take care of it. Omalei, so he answered back, oh, you darshan all those cities? El miyata, what do you, how do you darshan this pasuk? V'tziklag umadmano v'tzansona, how do you darshan those psukim? So he answered, Omalei, he have a rav gviyam beregiz hachav omal beitayim. If he would be here, he would say a pshah in the pasuk. So Rav Acha, I'll tell you how to teach this. Mederach Drush. We're darshaning the Psukim Yeshua that are referring to cities. We're darshaning Mederach Drush. Omer Bahachi. Kol mi sheshet tzakas legima al chaveiroi v'doimim sheichin v'sne ois loydin. Anyone who has tzakas legima, which means someone steals from him food or steals from him his parnasa, and he's quiet, sheichin v'sne, which is Akaris Baruch Hu, is called sheichin v'sne, ois loydin will take care of him. How do you know that a kalila, which is a atres chasanim, which is a crown of chasanim, made out of gold or silver or gofer semelach we had, or verad v'hadas, how do you know that's aser? So again, we know it's a Mishnah. So the answer is, Amalei, the issa, you know, we know it's midrabbanon. It's an issa midrabbanon. The Tanayim to the Mishnah. Mishnah Mesechta Saita. But Pumash Shal Aspazionis, Gozra Atos Chasanim Vala Iris. They made a Xera not to wear the crowns of Chasanim, and the Iris is a certain instrument that they played that they asked because it's too much Simcha. So that Rahuna answered the Resh Glusa. Adahachi, come Rahuna Lefnuye. So Rahuna got up to leave to go to the bathroom. Amalei Rav Chista. So Rav Chista now didn't want to talk in front of Rav Huna because Rav Chista was a Talmud of Rav Huna. So I'm like, Rav Chista tells Reish Glusa, you know, it's really a pasuk. Crux it. The pasuk, a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Koyama Hashem Likim, Hosear Mitznefes, Vahorma Atara has Zois, Vahorma Atara, Zois, Zloy Zois. We'll see what that means. Hashpola Hagba, Vagba, Hishpil. That's what the pasuk says. And the question is, what does Mitznefes got to do with Atara? Vachima Inin Mitznefes, Eitzal Atara. So Rav Chista said, "This is the Darshan of Pasuk. I have a good question of Pasuk. What's the Mitznefes of the Torah? Learn Lach. Bismatch of Mitznefes Bereish Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol wears Mitznefes, means when the Mitzvah is Kayam, then Atara Bereish Gadol. Then you can wear a crown. The Stalka Mitznefes Meroish Kohen Gadol. The Stalka Ataris Meroish Kol Adam. Then you can't wear a crown anymore. And therefore, it's really Minakra, not only Midrabban. It's from a Pasuk. The Nachta Churim Mabayis. You can't wear Ataris Chasan." So Agav, very Agav, it says Mitznefes. So Tosis points out that by Kohen Gadol, it's called Mitznefes, and by Kohen Hed, it's called Mikbas. That's what always we're used to. Because the Pasuk says, V'asislam le'avneitim Mikbas, and the Reva says, why is one called Mitznefes Mikbas? Mikbas means Lashon very high. Because Kohen Hed wore a bigger hat, because he didn't have to put a tzitz there. Mashen Kohen Gadol, since he had to wear a tzitz, he wore a smaller hat, it's called Mitznefes. But then Taisa says, that Miu, you find in the Lashon Gemara that the Mitznefes of a head is called Mitznefes also. The hat of a head is called Mitznefes also. Because it says, Noito Mitznefes shal echad mehem, when you do the pious. So therefore, he's not so postured about this. But this is a famous Tosfos that's Mechalik between Mitznefes and Mekbas. Al-Kapadim, back to our Gemara. So Rav Chista told the Reish Klusa, by the way, it's a Pasuk. Because what's Mitznefes got to do with our Torah? Must be teaches this Drasha. After by that time already, Osher Huna Ashken Davyasi, he found the Reish Galusa and Rav Chista talking and learning, and he chapa what's going on. He told him that pasuk. Omalei, he said, "Holy Kim Midrabanan." I can make a shua. It's only Midrabanan. It's not from a pasuk. Not even the Kabbalah. Ella, and what's behind the pasuk? So Rashi's behind the pasuk is that Torah Shemelach. That the nevuah is that when Kuna's bottle Tzidkiyo would go into Galus, and there won't be king, there won't be Malchus anymore. That's what it means. Like Rashi says, "V'krobat Torah Shemelach Ma'ir Shu Misnabem Shnu Tevatal Kuna V'Igal Tzikyo Begoyla." that that's what happened. But he said, Maisa, Chista Shmav, Chista Milim. But Maisa, your drasha is good. So Mashal is bothered. What do you mean? If your drasha is not true, so what do you mean? What's good about it? So he said, I like a dick. Then he said, what's Masnef has got to do with our Torah? That's a nice drasha. I like that one. So Mar goes by. The Ravina Ashkel Marbar of Ashi, to have a Godol Klila Labarte. Ravina found the Marav Ashi made a crown for his daughter. You don't hold this drasha. Hashem says our Torah. Looks like Rav Ashi held. My Rav Ashi held like Rav Chista's drasha because he doesn't ask from the Mishnah Masechtas. So he asks from the pasuk. You don't hold the pasuk Masechtas from our Torah. Amalei, do me the kain gadol over Gabri. Avinashi loy. There's no din by Noshim. Ah, good question. You have a good question. Oh, why? Well, the Mishnah says Noshim also have the iser of wearing our Torah, right? It says by Titus. Says the next thing by Titus, which is this is after Titus. It says the Mishnah in Saita that they asked the Torah of a kala also. Very good question. The answer is that that's dafki ir shazav. Like, if you look at the Gemara there, it was not. She's allowed to wear a crown. How raya is the Noshim wear a crown these days? The kalas. It's dafki ir shazav. It said in the Gemara, and that's why it's not shver. Tosis really, if you look at Tosis, the middle Tosis in the words of Avarnz, it says Tosis divim masa atros 2/3 way in. It says the dafki lechasanim osur dumu da atros kalos the mafaris v'soita the ir shazav. But if it doesn't matter, she has a kalas. He reminds you about the Gemara at least. Now, what does the pasuk mean? My zois loy zois, and Yon of the Yom coming up. My zois loy zois. Dorus Rav Avira zimnim amalim shved Rav Ami. Sometimes he said from Rav Ami zimnim amalim shved Rav Asi. B'shosh amakarish baruch lo Yisrael hosim etznefes var ma'atara. When Akash Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, take off the mitznefes, take off the atara. Omlak asharos be Akash Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisrael, Zayis Lam Yisrael, you do this to Yisrael, and this is Klal Yisrael. Shekdimu lefanecha besinai, nasel nishma. This is Klal Yisrael who said nasel before nishma. So Zayis Lam Yisrael, this is Zayis. I'm like, Loi Zayis Lam Yisrael, Loi Zayis Lam Yisrael. This should not be for Klal Yisrael who shespilu es agvaya. They lowered the high, they gbir es ashafel, and they hired the low. The miru tzalam b'heichel. They deserve this. Loi Zayis Yisrael, they deserve it. They put the Tzalam Behechel upon him. That's what Zayis Loi Zayis means. That the Malachim has Zayis, and Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, no, Loi Zayis. Loi Zayis, this they deserve. Dorosh Rav Avira, Zimra Amon Shvei Rav Ami, Zimra Amon Shvei Rav Asi. Ma'idich Siv, what's right in the Pasuk? Koy Amar Hashem, this is a Pasuk in Nochum. Koy Amar Hashem, Im Shleimim, V'chein Rabim, V'chein Negoizu, V'Avar, V'nisich Loi Anech Oid. So, Shleimim, the Gemara is alert is a lashon of someone who does not have money. He has exactly enough money. Mitzumtzamim. And he says, I can't give tzedakah, I don't have enough money. So it says, Mroya Adam Shemazan, he only has shleimim. Yasim hem tzedakah. He should do tzedakah. But kosher in Shemruvim. And of course, if he has a lot of money, he definitely should do tzedakah. Why? Because that will help him have less of a load to get across Gehenim, to get into the Gan Eden. My v'chein goyzu va'avar. Tana Rebbe Shmuel called goyzu v'nechasav. Anyone who cuts off of his nechasav, goyzu v'nechasav, needs someone to finish Gehenim. What's the marshal? Marshal stay recheles. Two recheles, two sheep. So you oyv roitz amayim. They were wading across the water. Achas gzuzo. One got a haircut. Va'achas en gzuzo. One still was not sheared. It's full of wool. The gzuzo avra. The one that's cut goes much quicker. The Shaini Guz Avra does not go, and that's what the Goyzuva Avra means. Cut off your money, and then you go across. If you load it down with too much Gashmi, it'll be hard to get across. V'nisech, the Pasuk goes further, V'nisech, which means, Oma Marzutra, I feel the Oni am asparas with Stokia Stok. Even the Oni who's getting Stok should give Stokia as well. Loy Anechoi, Tanir Yasef, Shuv Ein Maron Lissimon Anias. If he gives Stokia, he won't be shown anymore Simoni Anias. Akaponim, that's the drasha here that someone Shleimim, Vada Rabim, should give Stokia.